Our next candidate for senior speaker is Alisa Yamasaki, a psychology major from Klamath Falls, Oregon.
Like most of my fellow classmates, 4 years ago we came to Lewis and Clark. Did you know what to expect? Because I certainly didn't. I remember being really excited over the summer, and then before I knew it, the countdown to LC began. Taking flight, I was the first person out of my group of friends to leave for college. It was invigorating and nerve-wracking at the same time. For the first time in my life, I was going forth alone. I had the ability to change and shape the way I saw myself and how people saw me. Until I came to Lewis and Clark, people knew me or had this idea of who I was going to be. Because in the small town of Klamath Falls, everyone was always in your business. I was grateful for a fresh start. When you live in a small town or grow up in a community all your life, people have these preconceived ideas from your past experiences that inhibit you to change who you are. Even if you wanted to take a new direction in life and transform, there would be a handful of people telling you different and explaining to you that just isn't you. For example, people always expected me to go to a state school because my mom worked at one. Once they found out I was going to Lewis and Clark, they were shocked that I was going to a small liberal arts college. They thought I would take the easy way out and informed me that LC was a challenging school and asked me, how was I expected to succeed and fit in without knowing anyone? I think that was my point. I wanted to go somewhere new and unexpected. I wanted to challenge those who thought less of my abilities and myself, which is why I was so appreciative of Lewis and Clark. Like most of you, I was ready to become the new me, or at least explore what I was capable of doing. What I've learned in my 4 years at Lewis and Clark is that I'm capable of doing a lot. I hope that I speak for most of us when I say thank you. Thank you, Lewis and Clark, for bringing on the academic rigor that challenged our minds and allowed us to become the young adults before you today. For the past 4 years, we began to carve ourselves and define who we are and who we want to be. We're looking forward to the future and what it has to offer while being petrified at the same time. This past year, like most of you, I've been asked the dreadful question of, what am I going to do after graduation? What am I going to do after graduation? I hadn't even chosen my thesis topic, and here this person is asking me, what am I going to do after graduation? My answer was always, relax and take a break. Then I'd get that look, yes, that judgment look, of, well, you better figure it out, because the economy isn't so good and blah, blah, blah. Thank you, very wise person, for telling me this, because it's not like I didn't know it already. I hope for everyone's sake that you did not receive the same feedback I did. Some of us might go on to grad school, travel, seek work, and a few of us just might roll that dice and still be deciding for the next year what we want to do after graduation. But whatever your answer is, I figure that nothing feels more important than right now than knowing that you've survived your years at Lewis and Clark. We should all be so proud that we took on the challenge to complete our education here, because not everyone chooses to do so. Unfortunately, not everyone has the motivation to pull through. Late nights, library nights, sports nights, party nights, on top of all the academic stuff, not everyone is able to balance it all. But those of us who are here today, obviously along the road, we found a way to handle it all. But it's not without learning from mistakes. It's without mistakes, there is no personal growth. For example, I remember one of my first mishaps here at Lewis and Clark. I didn't study for my first exam. Well, I technically did study, but it was the night before. It goes back to the idea of what I knew was adequate in high school. Mistake number one, don't assume high school is like college. Mistake number two, don't give yourself an excuse to repeat it again. So many mistakes, not just academically, but socially as well. I would be lying if I said that Lewis and Clark was the easiest 4 years of my life, when in fact, I've had so many emotional breakdowns, I've lost count. I've cried over papers that were due the next day, and tests that didn't go so well, and from pure exhaustion. But past the tears, I knew that I had come to the right school because of the support I had always received here. Lewis and Clark has become my home away from home, and for some of us, it might have been more of a home than anything they've ever known before. During our time here, we've created our own family, consisting of friends, professors, and the community. And what's great about this family is everyone wants you to succeed. Everyone's got your back. Teachers and staff let you call them by their first name, providing the notion that we're all at an equal level of understanding one another and share a common appreciation of the value of learning. At other schools, the word professor is used much more often than at ours. Take, for example, my friend who attends a large university. She's never called a teacher by his or her first name, but instead uses the word professor followed by a last name. She once said to me that she envied the relationships I was able to establish with my professors and administrators because of the small classroom sizes. With the small classes that we've had, teachers have been able to challenge and expect more of us than those at other schools, and it's only because they care. They want you to sink in and retain what you're learning and apply it to the real world. Here, too, your friends have become your bro and your sister. They're your sideline cheerleaders rooting you along the way. They offer words of encouragement and know exactly what you're going through and had valid complaints like yours. When you call your other friends or your parents, they can't relate to you or see what's happening, because they don't get to be a part of the exclusive Lewis and Clark Club. Trust me, being here is a totally different environment than the rest of the world. We're avid recyclers, LGBT advocators, feminist right pursuers, and philanthropists. Here at Lewis and Clark, we're always looking to give back to the others and to our community. If there's a cause, there's bound to be an LC student standing behind it. It's important to realize that today we graduate from a well-respected school that has always expected nothing less than the best from us. It is this institution where we have received a liberal arts education that will allow us to think outside the box and have a well-developed thought process on how to look at things and define who we are or who we desire to become. As William Henry Channing once said, "The more a person analyzes his inner self, the more insignificant he seems to himself." This is the first lesson of wisdom. Let us be humble, and we will become wise. Let us know our weaknesses, and it will give us power. But without the people who are here today, those who have influenced and deeply cared about who we would become, we wouldn't be here. So with our power, we thank you, family and friends, for being here on this life-changing and important day of our lives. Today marks the day that we take what we learn from one another and ourselves and venture out of the nest and bubble that we've come to know and love. For the class of 2010, it's an exciting time to leave. It's a new decade to grow and prosper. With that in mind, thank you, faculty, staff, family, and friends, for being here today. And because it's Mother's Day, a special thank you to all the moms and mother figures for being here today. Consider this a gift to you. Finally, thank you, Lewis and Clark. We've had some great years. Congratulations, class of 2010. We've succeeded.